Something bigger.
You saw, I think I saw him in particle.
Yeah, and so I talked like an hour. I think that was.
Oh my.
That.
We're live.
Goodbye.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this study session of the University City City Council to order on May 12th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. Before turning the program over to our city manager, are there any proposed changes to the regular session agenda? Hearing none, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, when I was the Deputy City Manager back in 1997, CALIP was actually one of the boards that I was liaison to. And at that time, it had a funding source, which was derived basically from the cable company. During that time period, that I was here, they lost that funding source. And so I think it was well known that it was going to be a struggle for CALIP to continue forward. So fast forward to today, our records indicate that the CALIP committee has not met since June of 2022. And based upon that, and because they don't really have a secure funding source, I've had a couple of discussions with some of you about what is the next steps for CALIP. CALIP currently has about $155,000 that remains in their account. And so what I would like to talk with you about tonight is one, should CALIP continue as a committee? And secondly, if not, then what allocation do you want for the remaining funds? And I guess the first question is, I don't know that I see a path for CALIP continuing to function as they have in the past without a funding source, without a revenue stream. And so based upon that, I would certainly recommend that you discontinue CALIP and that you authorize me to work with staff in the preparation of a ordinance to repeal the ordinance that created CALIP. So I guess I would ask for any questions or any discussion on that particular item before moving to the next issue.
Ms. Brenner.
I think that would be a good plan to go ahead. I think that was the plan when they were meeting last anyway, and I think something fell through at that point. So I think they were trying to spend down all the money that was left. So I would agree with going as we figure out what to do with the money to finish up CALIP. So.
Okay.
Mr. Thiemann.
I'd like to associate myself with those comments. I think my colleague, Councilman Smotherson, will forgive me. I was the president of Arts and Letters. And it seems to me that a lot of what CALIP formally did could be easily shifted to Arts and Letters. Since it hasn't met since June of 2022, it effectively is dead. I mean, but I would also like, as we go further, to consider at least some of those funds that are there to shift over to Arts and Letters. as well. Particularly, I'm worried about the Levy Fund that supports our public arts initiative with Washington University. That is close to almost used up. And so I would like to consider it. I'm not sure how it is structured and if those funds could be easily shifted over. I'd leave that to people who are more knowledgeable in these matters, but I would ask that we not forget, particularly the Levy Fund, which has given us 22 works of art in this city, most notably our Rain Man, which has virtually become our second symbol of our city. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Grove. I would have to agree with Mr. Councilman Tiemann in that Calip is, at the last meeting that we had with Calip, they actually had decided how to disperse the money. And part of that was to actually set up a fund for the high school. And that was the rich, and that was agreed upon by all the remaining members of CALIP. So I think that that is still something that could possibly be done and monitored by Arts and Letters, because the president or chairperson formerly of CALIP is a member of Arts and Letters, and that's Rick Rutter, right? And Rick is a member of Council of Arts and Letters. So I think that can easily be drawn into that commission. The other, and also, as Councilmember Tiemann stated, the Levy Fund is probably down to about $7,000. And that may last 2 to 3 years at the most. So, and again, unless WashU steps up to actually refund that program, which I don't see that happening, being, you know, something happening. So again, that part of the commission, that committee of public arts will go away, because there will be no more funding for that at all. So I think that could be the next step for Arts and Letters Commission. Thank you.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Thank you for the presentation, City Manager Rose. Councilman Smotherson hinted at my question regarding the, for lack of a better term, final wishes of the CALIP Commission related to the disbursement of funds. It sounds like there was something for the high school. Was there anything else articulated? And it seems to me, if they did not exhaust it with their wishes, certainly shift to other places, but I would want to at least give some acknowledgement to what the final wishes were of those remaining members. Do we have any information other than what Councilman Smotherson has articulated?
Well, we can receive your information.
Mr. Fuller?
I have a question, but I rode up in the elevator from someone from the high school. But we recognize her input on the CALIP. My only question was, what was the money initially designated for? I'm hearing high school, and then I'm hearing Levy Fund. If it was initially designated for the high school, I'm sure there is a resource there where we could utilize it. That's my only.
Well, and I'm happy to have anyone speak. The initial CALIP fund creation was much different than the last desires of the CALIP Commission. So let's just make sure that that's clear. And secondly, I want to respect the final, I don't want to say final wishes, it sounds kind of morbid, of the CALIP Commission members, but please do understand that the discretion resides here, not there. And we've had a number of requests for funds that CALIP could play a role in. So I, for one, am not ready to simply move across and say we're just doing what the final CALIP Commission members want it done. So I think it's something that we need to look at. I think what Gregory has suggested is that if we agree with the proposed to repeal the ordinance, then staff will work with us and him to come up with a plan for those funds. And I would feel certain, listening to my colleagues, that a number of the wishes desired by the final CALIP members would probably be a part of this, if not a substantial part of it. Greg, Lisa, sorry, Councilmember Brenner.
Thank you, Mayor. So I was actually the school board member on the CALB commission at that point, at the very end. And I just want to reiterate, Debbie Chase is here because she actually worked with the CALB commission to work a legal document to create a scholarship fund that would fund 2000, it was 50,000 of the money. So it wasn't all the money. To fund a $2,000 a year scholarship for kids that wanted to do something in the video tech, kind of the videography kind of world, which was CALB's mission. So I just wanted to verify that, that that's how that worked. And there is, she did a very professional, I can't remember what it was, with a certain service. Can I ask her what it was?
We can ask Ms. Chase to come up and speak in a moment.
Okay. So anyway, she can tell more details about it. Thank you.
Okay. Gregory?
Mayor, I'm hearing a consensus that moving forward with the preparation of an ordinance that would repeal the creation of CALB is acceptable. The other issue has to do with the use of funds. I'd ask our city attorney, John Mulligan, to prepare to give some guidance on what are able to allocate CALB funds to. So I'd ask Mr. Mulligan.
Mr. Mulligan.
Mayor, members of the council, Mr. Rose. So in 1981, the city entered into a franchise agreement with what was then known as Continental Cable Systems, later became Charter. And in it, it provided for a franchise fee to be paid to the city. And on top of that, 2% of the gross revenues to be placed into a fund for public education, governmental access of the cable chains. So over the years, let me back up. So shortly after that ordinance was passed in January of 81, an ordinance was passed creating CALB because CALB then administered those funds subject to council approval. Council appropriates money, as everybody knows. And so CALB developed guidelines for the use of the funds for grants that it would recommend that city council approve when it appropriated funds. And so it went on that way for years and years. The Charter took over that franchise after a while. And then in 2007, the Missouri legislature passed the Video Service Providers Act, which essentially took away local franchise authority over cable fees issued or provided for the issuance of a statewide franchise. So then cable companies, all they had to do was go to the State Public Service Commission and apply for a statewide franchise. They didn't need to go to each city and enter into these agreements. And the fees in 2007 were capped at 5%, and it allowed public educational and governmental fees at that time, but said we are going to phase that, what we call the PEG, the PEG, we're going to phase that out so that cities cannot collect that anymore after your current franchise agreements expire or January 1st, 2012, whichever is later. So in January of 2012, the funds stopped. I checked with our finance director, and the last funds we received for PEG were in early 2012. So the city has not received any funding from the cable companies for CALB for these PEG purposes since 2012. So you now have $154,000 roughly that has not been appropriated. The council may appropriate this for any PEG purpose. This can be services, programming, facilities, or equipment related to that. And so my thought would be, if the council is inclined to repeal the ordinance on Calip, basically Calip would no longer exist and as a commission, the ordinance could specify that the funds will be appropriated by council for the PEG purposes as applications are made, recommended by the city manager, or whatever the council wants to do with those. And that would be done through the normal appropriation process. So you wouldn't necessarily have to decide all the projects at the time that you adopt the ordinance repealing the CALP ordinance, but you could basically do it on a going forward basis. Of course, if you have something that that you want to expend all the funds on it at the time of the PEG repeal ordinance, you could do that too.
So, Mayor, if acceptable to you and the council members, my intention is to bring forward the ordinance, but as a part of that, or shortly thereafter, to bring forward a budget that would allocate the remainder of the CALIP funds. And that would be in consultation with Mr. Mulligan and based upon what I've heard here tonight.
I do think that since CALIP has been around for a while, and particularly most of the residents who have been here for a while, have a little bit of a special affinity to what it has done over the years. The only thing I would caution is that we probably don't need to rush. And number two, it'd be probably good to get this out into the community as to if there are other suggestions. I don't know that we'll have that many, but you know, if you really do look around at the people in University City, particularly the folks who were here when it was created, I think they probably it'd be good to let them know. Otherwise, I have a feeling, judging by the attendance at most of our council meetings, whether it be online or in person, is that we're simply going to move along right through and then not hear from folks as to why did you not let us know this is happening. So it may be good in one of the weekly newsletters to just say that, I mean, I don't think most people realize that CALIP funding went away 13 years ago. And so probably be good to let folks know that. And once we have made a decision, you know, I'd kind of like to wind CALIP down completely and just move on to other things. But that's just me. That's not everybody else. And I do think, since Ms. Chase came, would you like to add anything? Greg, are you okay to? You do need to give your name and at least your business address.
I'm Debbie Chase. I grew up in University City. I went to Delbert Harvard. I learned to read at the library right here. And I graduated in 1984. And now I do, I'm an independent contractor, and I run the development, the fundraising for the district. And so as part of that, Lisa was reached out to me when she was on the school board and asked me to work with the CALIP committee, and this was in 2022. And I'm just providing background. I have, no opinion. Well, I do have an opinion, but I won't make that part of this. I worked with the committee over a period, probably 6 months, to honor their intentions. And their intentions were to have $50,000 of the money be used to create a scholarship, an ongoing scholarship for graduates of University City High School that had an interest in film and had shown a propensity for the arts in some type of post-secondary education. So it didn't have to be a four-year college. It didn't even have to be community college. It could be some study in this area in a nonprofit institution. And the idea was to take $50,000 and roll $2,000 a year off in order to create the scholarship. And then the idea, which this, I work with a lot of donors around creating scholarships. And the beauty of this one was that it was renewable. So a young person who starts it would get it for the up to 4 years that they were in school, which is unusual and very important. And then we created it in a very professional way, which is how I often do this, which is with the St. Louis Community Foundation, which will invest the money. So it would take the $50,000 and invest it, so that it is part of their big pool of investment. And then you roll off $2,000 a year, but it's still earning interest. And so the intent was that probably that $50,000 purpose would probably stay, because that is about, 4-ish percent, which is historically how these types of things work. So it was a small endowment. And I just wanted to share the intent of the committee. And then the way the St. Louis Community Foundation works is we do a lot of scholarships through them, is that then high school students apply, there's a, you know, a formal application, and then the St. Louis Community Foundation vets these, given we had very specific criteria, so that it also takes all the individual preferences or biases out of the process and is just true to the spirit of CALIP. So I just wanted to share that. Of course, it is your decision, but I wanted to just share the spirit of the final, I guess, CALIP board, and just so you have all the information that you need. Thank you for giving me time. Any questions for me before I do?
Any other questions either of Mr. Rose or of Ms. Chase?
Thank you.
Hearing none, thank you. Let's see. Otherwise, can we go ahead and move into executive? If my colleagues are in agreement, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri's last statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body or any confidential or privileged communication between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Thiemann, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing that, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Thiemann.
Present. Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Brenner.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Rowe.
Aye. Thank you very much. We will be back by 6:30.